Englishman Neil Smith is behind the rebirth of a distinctive and iconic Czech scooter from the 1950s and 1960s, the Czezeta. Its distinctive shape and nose resulted in it being nicknamed the Pig. But it was a major success, with tens of thousands sold. The new version is electric, and the project has just benefited from the biggest Czech crowdfunding ever, with capital raised for marketing and further production in just 10 days. Driving force and project owner Mr. Smith first of all described how it was love at first sight when he spotted the first scooter on the streets of Prague, and how the attraction lasted in spite of some temperamental episodes with the ageing models.
I lived in Vinohrady and I saw one on Vinohradská. I still remember. It was the weirdest looking motorbike I'd ever seen. And I thought, I had a Vespa and I saw this thing, and then I started asking people, but it's quite a hard thing to describe. So I was sort of like saying, well, it looks like it's from the 1950s. It looks like from this Jetsons or one of these sort of cartoons from the 50s. Anyway, eventually I found out what it was, this Czezeta. And it was sort of like a sort of love affair, I think. I sort of fell in love with the thing when I saw it. And then soon afterwards, I saw another one at a wedding. And this one was absolutely beautiful. It was done up perfectly, and the bride was on it. And I thought, oh, wow, this is amazing. I have to get one. So then I bought one, but it was terrible. Then I bought another one, another one. Eventually, I bought four or five and put them all together. And putting them together, I managed to make one nice one from
it. It worked, actually, or...
It worked in a way.
you mean it sort of worked sometimes and then stopped? Or
Yeah, they were incredible. Because they're like 50 years old already, so it's not that they were badly made. They were really made well, in fact. At that time, they didn't care much for the money. I don't think they ever probably made money from them. Because they're really well-engineered bikes. They really last well. But nevertheless, you know, the motor itself, 50-year-old motor, is still unreliable and parts are still going wrong with it. So, yeah, it was a question of putting the thing together and then... It just went from there. I started collecting them. I ended up with quite a few. I think at one time I had about 10 of them in my garage even, and collecting spare parts off the internet to try and restore them. And then I actually started restoring a few just for fun, because it was my hobby when I was younger. So I used to like restoring all these old cars, because somehow the old cars for me are a lot more interesting than modern cars. Modern cars look pretty well all the same.
You know?
If you can see on the other side of the street, they're all very average. They're all designed by computers. In the 1950s, you know, they were designed by people, pencil and paper. And somehow they had a sort of human soul to them that modern vehicles don't seem to have. And so, yeah, I always find them a lot more interesting in this regard. Czezeta itself is absolutely unique in the world. There's nothing like it, nothing remotely like it. It's a really original solution on how to make a motorbike. And the guy who made it is a guy called J.F. Koch. It's a really interesting man. He was a motorcycle racer, and then he'd spent some time working for Czezeta on it, so which is the company that made the original Czezeta. Anyway, and then so I just went from there.
You eventually looked into buying and buying the patents, the licenses, etc. How difficult was that?
Obviously, if you get something totally unique, it's got a brilliant barrier to entry, so it's very difficult for anyone to compete with you. So I thought, well, it'd make a really good basis, because they weren't making them for a long time. So it was a good idea to try and somehow find a way to bring them back, because other scooters like Vespa, you know, they still sell really well, and they basically didn't change much the design. So I thought, well, it makes sense to try and have a go at it. It seemed quite a big project to try, but I thought, have a go at it. Anyway, and so, yeah, the first thing I looked at was trying to find if I wanted to use the logo and the shape. I'd have to sort of get some rights for these. So I started searching online, and I was really surprised because they weren't registered. No one was using them. Since the company had gone bust, the original company, Czezeta that made them, that had been nationalised, and then it actually went into liquidation, I think, in 1997. And so when I came across the idea, which was around 2013, no one had used Czezeta for all that time. The logo had never been used. It wasn't even registered. So, in fact, I registered them myself for Europe, for America. And then I got in touch with the original company, Czezeta Stock on it, so which still exists in a different form today. It went into liquidation, but another company took over some of the assets to see if they would like to start doing the production again with me. But unfortunately, they weren't interested. They said in 1997 they drew a thick black line under motorcycle business and never wanted to do it again. So they just sort of wished me luck and said, okay, off you go. So that was nice, get the green light, and in fact, it didn't cost me anything. The only thing we have to do is look, we had to sort out something because they had the registration just in the Czech Republic for the original logo, which is one thing that I had to sort out with them. But otherwise, it was easy.
So you took the basic shape of it, but you wanted to make it up to date, basically. That was fairly difficult, I presume.
Yeah, what we wanted to do was, because they'd done the development through the, started in about 57 and finished in about 64. And during that time, they'd made over 100,000 of them, and they did various developments. So it was like the first one was a 501, then there was a 502, and they'd started to improve them. So my first idea was to think, well, if we wanted to think that the thing had continued, then what would it look like today? And then what we would have to do then is take one giant leap and catch up 50 years of non-development in one type. So this would be, in fact, the final one they finished with was a 505. So the new one would be a 506. And then how would that development have continued? So, you know, if we were making it today, obviously electric was a big thing. It's really important now. All the, you know, Vespa even are coming with an electric scooter soon. And so it's clearly, you know, important that we made the move to electric. We had to change the brakes. The old drum brakes aren't very useful today, so we had to change those to disc brakes. New suspension, because the old suspension was originally with even just rubber blocks. So we had to go through this process and try and see. And obviously, homologation rules today are very different from what they were in the 1950s and 60s. So we had to look at something like about 200 pages of guidelines for various things. It's even amazing, even things like what angle the bike leans over at on the stand. There's a rule about that. So we had to study, you know, what was possible, because obviously we wanted to make sure that it was road legal for the European Union, so we would have a nice market, big enough market to make the project worthwhile.
If I understand correctly, I mean, you've gone now through crowdfunding, and that's been successful. I think in the last week or so, you actually announced the amount of crowdfunding. And it's the, if I understand correctly, it's the biggest crowdfunding project so far in the Czech Republic. Could you explain how much you've raised and then what you'll be doing with the money?
Yeah. So the plan was that I would finish, I could fund everything up to the point where we could actually get the business. So we have the bike ready and we started just now a very small scale production. So we make it 8 a month. So that was as much as I could afford to fund to get the business into this state. And then the idea for the crowdfunding was then to collect enough money so we would have the capital to really launch the business in a way that we could spend more on the marketing and on the production. And so what we needed was somewhere around €600,000. And I say it sounds like an awful lot of money, but in this kind of business, you know, where you're trying to make something like a motorbike, it's actually not that much money at all. I talked to the people who did the crowdfunding if they'd had another project like ours, and they said they'd never known one that raised the money so quickly. We were all really surprised that we managed to finish it in 10 days. We were lucky we had one piece of publicity, just one on iDinez, but it's a very big website, of course, where they said about the project. And obviously it must have just caught people's imagination, because after that was put on, it went live within about 2 days. We'd filled, I think, something like collected 400,000 from the effect of that article. Mm-hmm. And then the rest was already had some momentum as well. So yeah, within 10 days, it was amazing.
You've got a factory now, and you presumably will be stepping up production there into, well, maybe not full-scale sort of mass production, but a lot more at least.
Yeah, the plan is, well, this year we would carry on with this sort of plan around 10 to 12 a month, so we can work on all the processes. And then we've got a production consultant who will start in the next couple of months, and her job is then to bring in sort of more guidance for how the factory, because we have quite a lot of space in the factory. We have enough, potentially we could, during the next 5 years, the plan is to try and reach 2,000 a year. We will have quite a niche position. We will always have to be this way.
The crowdfund backers will eventually get a small stake in the Trizetta company. Smith says with an electric scooter, the project is in the right place at the right time. With only a handful of other producers already having such vehicles on the market, and stiffer emission limits and car bans ever increasingly suggested in European cities. If he had waited for the launch now, he said it would have been too late. So far, there are 75 advance orders for the new Chisettas, with the first deliveries due to start in the next weeks.